The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And in our last episode that we recorded, we talked about watch stoppers, this idea that some people can magically stop watches just by wearing them, that they can walk under a street lamp and they'll set it off with their electromagnetic field. Well, in this episode, we're exploring a similar misnomer, this idea that some unique individuals are natural lightning rods.
Although I'm going to guess there are probably less people who think they are human lightning rods than watch stoppers.
Yeah, because it's one of those things like, strike me once with lightning, shame on you. Strike me seven times, maybe there's something weird going on with me.
It's true, and we'll get into that. There's this idea that, you know, that has been kicked around. Like, could it be genetic? Could lightning strikes be attracted to certain people? I'm guessing you guys know the answer to that, but we'll discuss it in a bit more. But let's talk about the anatomy of a bolt of lightning, because this is really, in and of itself, a very cool thing.
Yes, lightning is very cool, as anyone who's ever seen it can certainly attest. And I would also want to call back to our episode from Stuff to Blow Your Kids' Mind where we talked about lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, you have this generated electrical charge, and it needs to get to the Earth.
It does. And think about what's going on weather-wise. You have downdrafts and updrafts, and they're all colliding. And
up dogs, everything.
Up, now you're just putting yoga in it. they're colliding with unstable air. And these particles collide, they, you know, might be particles of ice or rain,
mm-hmm.
and they cause electrical charges to separate. So if you're thinking about this in terms of the cloud, if you've got the cloud in mind, think about this positive charges shooting high and then the negative charges hanging low within the cloud. And then the electrical imbalance kind of hangs in the air and intensifies within the cloud and then between the cloud and the ground. So most of the lightning that you see is cloud to cloud. It's just kind of playing with each other.
But then sometimes it makes that jump to the ground.
Again, because this is this upper portion of the storm cloud being is positive and the lower portion is negative. Now, mm-hmm. the exact mechanics of this are sort of poorly understood, but we do know that much, and we know that as that charge increases, the field becomes more and more intense. So intense, this is really interesting, that the electrons at the Earth's surface are repelled deeper into the Earth by the strong negative charge at the lower portion of the cloud. So that's when you get to this cloud-to-ground lightning, because you've got the repulsion of electrons causing the Earth's surface to acquire a strong positive charge. This is quite a dance going on here in the atmosphere. And this is when you see the cloud-to-the-ground electricity happen, and that strong electrical charge really serving as a conductive path and serving, and then in the air serving as an insulator.
Right. Now, when lightning is traveling to the Earth, it tends to be very sensible about things. It tends to be very economic, and we can see that reflected in our basic understanding of what not to do during a lightning storm. Like, what do they tell you not to do? Don't stand under a tall tree. Why? Because a tall tree is more likely to be hit by lightning. Don't play golf during a lightning storm. In other words, don't stand up in a wide open area while raising a piece of metal over your head, because you're susceptible to lightning strike.
Right. Why? Because this flash of light, it heats the air around it to nearly 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 28,000 degrees Celsius, and that is hotter than the surface of the sun. And the scorching heat really forces the air to expand in an explosion of thunder. That is why you don't want to wave around a golf club. So, as you said, that as a charge nears the ground, something like a tall tree will send positive charges surging up it. And that's why it connects so well with something really tall like a tree or a house, a telephone pole. And then, of course, people,
yes.
Right? This is where it all comes down to.
Cows also.
Cows, yeah.
Frequently. Struck by lightning. But with humans, yes, humans do get struck by lightning. And in many cases, there's not a lot of opportunity to test the theory that this individual is more susceptible to lightning, because one good bolt can and will kill you in many cases.
Yeah, although a lot of people do survive it.
Yeah, a lot of survivors.
More.
But one will do it.
In case you're wondering what's going on in the United States in terms of statistics, lightning researchers estimate that 22 million lightning flashes strike the ground each year. And, of course, the majority of that is in Florida, which is Central Florida, has been called Lightning Alley. And they have, on average, 12 flashes of lightning per square kilometer a year. This is a lot. And July is the most common month to get struck. Between the hours of noon to 6 p.m.
So what's going on here? Is Florida just cursed by God? Well, that's one interpretation.
No, it's all about weather, right?
Yeah.
They have tons of it, and they have tons of moisture and warmth, and you've got the ocean there, and lo and behold, you have sort of the perfect storm, as you would say.
Yeah, and you have a lot of people out golfing, boating, etc. So you have a lot of lightning, a lot of people putting themselves in a position to be hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Put those two together. It's natural what's going to occur.
And now, so obviously we've talked about the tall objects. We've talked about power lines. Or actually, we haven't talked about power lines, but power lines, metal, all of these things you would want to stay away from. Most people think that includes cars, but that is, in fact, the opposite. A car can actually protect you. And I wanted to mention this just because we're kind of going through and debunking a couple of things. Yes, cars, metal, but what it does is it acts as a sort of Faraday cage for you. And when I talk about a Faraday cage, I'm talking about something that is conducting the electrons over the surface, but keeping the inside neutral. So that's what a car is basically doing. It has nothing to do with rubber tires or you wearing rubber soles. It's just basically...
Crocs,
yes. It's just basically that you are protected because of these electrons moving along the surface of the car and not on you.
And it's also worth pointing out, when we talk about human lightning rods, of course, a lightning rod, in essence, is a rod that is erected on, say, a building with the understanding that, hey, we have a tall building in the middle of nowhere. Lightning is going to strike it. So I'm going to have this rod here in place so that the lightning will strike this rod, and that's grounded in such a way that it doesn't impact the rest of the building.
Right, and that's really important. When I talk about Faraday or the Faraday cage or the car, you're talking about the path of it going into the ground and away from it. So the car, obviously, the path of lightning electricity is running along the water or down the tires and into the ground.
Yeah, a bolt of lightning, sensible dude. It wants to get where it's going. If you offer an alternate route that's a little more sensible, it will take that instead.
So what have we learned so far right here in terms of being at the wrong place at the wrong time? Try not to visit Florida in the month of July and then decide to picnic on a golf course.
Yes.
Under a cypress tree.
Yeah.
While entertaining your picnic guests by twirling a baton, let's say.
No golfing on a boat in the middle of a storm either. That's always a no-no.
Yeah. And try to stay away from a phone booth too, because we're talking about lightning hitting the ground and traveling to that telephone booth and up the wires. And if you happen to be in there holding the telephone, that is not a good situation.
Yeah, definitely worth thinking about. The more and more that we end up burying our power lines and whatnot, it's easy to maybe see that booth and think, oh, well, that's a place of safety, but not so.
Another thing, mm-hmm. for Mighty Thor's sake, try not to be of the male persuasion.
Yeah. Now, this is pretty interesting as well. And I believe this is making the rounds very recently. The idea here is that 80% of individuals hit by lightning are men. So that's a pretty high percentage. When, you know, essentially we're talking about half of the species. If we were all getting hit equally, it'd be about 50. But no, it's 80.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we to make of that?
That lightning hates men.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah. So you could say, all right. Well, this is the act of a wrathful god,
mm-hmm.
and knows that the men are worse and therefore are deserving of more lightning. There are some other crazier theories. The one you ran across was had to do with proteins.
No, minerals.
Minerals.
Yes. I did not go into
too much
this
iron in
too
your
much,
diet.
But it was something like the accumulation of minerals would make men more conductive. I abandoned this article, by the way. But yeah, there are a lot of different ideas.
Or, you know, some people would say, oh, well, men tend to be taller, so maybe they're more likely to be hit by lightning. But
well, actually, there's some information out there that says try to make yourself as small as possible mm-hmm. if you are out in a thunderstorm and you are the tallest thing out there.
I thought that was more like you want to be submissive to an angry god. So you just sort of slump
too.
A little bit. Because if you're proud and like, you know, you're doing like chest out, you're just mm-hmm. asking for it.
Thor's going to take you on. But no, I mean, if you have an umbrella above your head, which is an entirely different can of worms there with an umbrella, but really anything that makes yourself taller. There's this idea too that men participate more in outdoor sports like fishing and golfing, and therefore they are increasing their exposure times to storms. And then there's an idea that men are taking more risks in mm-hmm. these sorts of situations.
They're out there hunting down the food
uh-huh.
while the woman is back cooking it in the kitchen.
With
is that
the
what
golf club?
With the golf club.
Well maybe if you're in the mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I see that there's a logic here that, you know, men are going to get struck more than women because, you know, let's say that you work on power lines. You know, most likely with the data we have available, you're mm-hmm. probably a man.
Yeah. And then also you get into the idea that, you know, again, the men are more of a risk taker, but also a little stupider in that they don't want to be seen as a wimp. So it's like, I guess it's there's a lightning storm moving in. Maybe we should go home and stop playing golf. Do you want to be that guy, or do you want to be the guy that says, oh, well, heck with that. That's not it. God's not going to stop this golf game, and then you keep going. So the idea, too, is that men are more likely to be that foolhardy regarding their risk of lightning strike.
Well, I think a good example of work-related injuries and just a good example of someone being struck repeatedly and actually thinking that Thor might be after him is a guy by the name of Roy Cleveland Sullivan. And I think we've actually mentioned him before. He was a forest ranger at the Shenandoah National Park in Virginia, and he was struck 7 times, once while in a lookout tower in 1942, once while driving, while walking across his front yard. This was in 1970. Oh.
Like that one was just, you know, it's different if you're at the top of a tower, but dude was just like getting his mail or something.
Exactly. Standing in a ranger station on patrol in the park, checking a campground, and then fishing. So after the fourth one, he is to have said to have gotten very paranoid and begin to think that some force was after him. And I cannot blame him.
Yeah, because again, we tend to see, we tend to apply meaning to patterns, and the crazier the pattern, then well, the crazier the meaning we end up coming up with for it. And you know, once you're on lightning hit 5 or 6, I can certainly understand it. Also, there's a biological toll to be taken here. So I mean, it can lightning strikes can cause a host of physical ailments, and some of them are neurological in nature.
Yeah, actually, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gaginianaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk about a little something called choronopathy. And this is a pathology of lightning. And a handful of specialists actually study the effects of lightning on living things. Again, there's probably not a lot of subjects that these specialists can look at, because thankfully lightning strikes are fairly rare.
Yeah, like I don't know that we have there's a choronopathy clinic in my neighborhood.
No. Well, you know, if you live in a super fancy neighborhood,
maybe
that's
so.
When
maybe
you get your
so.
Own.
Or maybe in Florida, it's more likely. But, you know, I was looking at the map of showing where lightning strikes are likely to occur, and Georgia's actually, it was in the black on the map.
Blogger and science journalist Kyle Hill says that people, being bags of electrolytes, are better transmitters of electrical current than most ground is. And many are injured by ground current. Each year's lightning surges up one leg that is closer to the strike and then down the one that's further away.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's just something to keep in mind, because, again, we're talking about lightning striking people and the reason it does what it does and the sort of effects that we have afterward. Dr. Elizabeth Gourbier of the Electricité de France Service des Etoiles Médicales, please don't write in. I know it's an awful pronunciation. In France, says that 70% of lightning survivors experience residual effects, most commonly affecting the brain and the neuropsychiatric vision and hearing sections, and that these effects can actually develop slowly and become apparent only much later.
Yeah, and plus you're throwing in stuff like just, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome as well. I mean, just the, mm-hmm. the experience of being struck by lightning is pretty intense.
Well, it is forever changing, and it's not something that we think about all the time because, again, it's rare. But you tend to think of people being struck by lightning and having these incredible abilities afterward, because we have a couple examples of this.
Oh, yes. We've talked about before the individual who suddenly had a profound interest in piano music.
Right, and someone who had never played the piano before became a composer and actually a wonderful pianist. He was actually in a phone booth when he was struck by lightning.
Oh, yes.
By the way. But really, the most common symptoms that happen physically, you will suffer some burns, but not a lot. You can get burns through the sweat that's vaporized by the lightning. Mentally, the person may suffer from short-term memory loss, have difficulty mentally storing new information and accessing old information. They get tired very easily because their mental processes are being taxed. They're not really used to sort of running at the same speed that they were before. Their personality can change, become very irritable, and they often suffer irreparable nerve damage. And this is something that, again, is not, we don't think of with lightning strikes, but this is stuff that will affect them in various ways depending on how they were struck. And they often have chronic headaches, some of which are really debilitating and super intense.
Yeah, we're looking at some photos of what we call Lichtenberg figures. And you see these on, for instance, cattle sometimes that mm-hmm. have been struck by lightning. And in this one particular instance, on a human being who had been struck. And it's this crazy kind of like tree-like pattern. Like if you didn't know any better, you'd look at it and you'd think it was some sort of a like body art.
I was going to say it looks
tattoo,
intentional.
Tribal kind of a thing.
Yeah, because it's sort of like a tree branching out. And there is a beauty to it. But I think that one of the things about the Lichtenberg figures is it shows you, it is evidence of how life-altering being struck by lightning would be, or having that sort of current run through your body. That's the sort of imprint that it can make sometimes.
Yeah, it's like you are marked by it.
Yeah.
In a very deep and profound sense. And, of course, you have individuals who claim, and this is even less likely, but you have individuals who claim that they have a genetic susceptibility to lightning strikes, that it runs in the family. For instance, there was recently an episode of On Being, an interview with author Kevin Kling, and Kling argued that, or not, he didn't really seriously argue, but he claimed that lightning strikes run in his family. Again, all the factors that go into it, you can ask questions like, well, does your family tend to live in Florida? Does your family tend to climb things a lot? Are you a very outdoorsy family? Are you fishermen? You know, there are all these other factors that go into it that really it has nothing to do with a cursed family lineage or something in your genes that makes you especially susceptible to a lightning strike.
But, you know, I was thinking about the ancestral memories episode that we talked about, sometimes that you take on your family's history and you repeat it.
Yeah.
And if this becomes part of your family's mythology, then you begin to, especially if you have an uncle or aunt or someone in the family that is marked like this with this Lichtenberg figure, you can easily see how someone might begin to think this is, you know, something that is a curse on their family, and not necessarily looking at it like, well, you know, we work out in the outdoors quite a bit and we live in Florida, or, you know, various other factors that would make the likelihood even greater for this family to be struck.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Yeah, there's a great character in Cormac McCarthy's All the Pretty Horses, a character named Blevins. And I think this is reflected in the film version as well, but he claims to have this history of lightning strikes. And there's this great bit where he's explaining it. He says, "It runs in my family. My granddaddy was killed in a mine bucket in West Virginia. It run down in the hole 180 feet to get him. Couldn't even wait for him to get up to the top. They had to wet down the bucket to cool it before they could get him out of it. Him and two other men. It fried him like bacon. My daddy's older brother was blowed out of a derrick in the Baston Field in the year 1904, cable rig with a wood derrick, but the lightning got him anyways, and him not 19 years old. Great uncle on my mother's side, I said, got killed on a horse, and it never singed a hair on that horse, and it killed him graveyard dead. They had to cut his belt off of him, where it welded the buckle shut, and I got a cousin ain't but 4 years older than me, and was struck down in his own yard coming from the barn, and it paralyzed him all down one side and melted the fillings in his teeth and soldered his jaw shut." So,
that's persuasive, right?
It's persuasive, yeah.
All right, so you think that's persuasive, but then all you have to do, as we ever have to do when we try to get outside of ourselves, is to look to space.
Yes.
Of course. Because there's something about space and lightning going on that makes Florida look like weak sauce. Okay. Scientists have actually observed lightning on Mars and Saturn before, right?
Yes.
We know this.
Mm-hmm.
But what is nuts is that it can occur in the middle of space, and it has done so to a force equaling a trillion lightning bolts. Okay. We're talking about an electrical surge, a trillion lightning bolts. This current was discovered near galaxy 3C303, and it's thought to be the byproduct of a nearby massive black hole that is emitting huge amounts of magnetic energy tude. It's the biggest burst of electrical current ever detected in the universe.
That is just crazy, because you have, not only do you have a black hole in this scenario,
right,
but you have the most enormous lightning bolt ever imagined occurring as well. I mean, just amazing. Like, I mean, what can you even say about that?
That's drama.
Yeah, that is some drama.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. Well, let's call the robot over and do some quick listener mail. All right. This one comes from a slightly older episode, but listener Brenton writes in and says, "G'day, Robert and Julie." Perhaps that means this is an Australian listener. We shall find out. Love your podcast. I'm slowly working my way through them and have just listened to the Firewalking podcast. Your mention of your sister putting her tongue on the car cigarette lighter made me smile, as did a similar thing when I was a kid. Just use my finger and...
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.